As I looked on, aware only that something terrible was about to happen, Mr. Hollybrass set Zachariah against the outer rail and stripped him of his jacket. The skin of the old man's chest hung loose and wrinkled like a ragged burlap bag. Mr. Hollybrass turned Zachariah so that he faced into the shrouds, then climbed up into these shrouds and with a piece of rope bound his hands, pulling him so that the old man was all but hanging from his wrists, just supporting himself on the tips of his bare toes. Zachariah uttered no sound. I turned to look at Captain Jaggery. Only then did I see that he had a whip in his hands, its four strands twitching like the tail of an angry cat. Where he got it, I don't know. Feeling ill, I made to leave the deck.
"Miss Doyle," the captain cried out, "you will remain."
I stopped dead. "You are needed as witness," he informed me. Now the captain held the whip out to his first mate.
"Mr. Hollybrass," he said, "he's to have 50 lashes.
Again Hollybrass hesitated, eyebrows arched in question. "Captain," he said, "50 lashes seem..."
50,
the captain insisted.
"Start."
Hollybrass grasped the whip. As he took his time squaring away behind Zachariah, I could see his hand flex nervously, his temples pulse.
"Quickly,"
the captain demanded. Hollybrass lifted his arm and cocked it. Once more he paused, took a deep breath, until, with what appeared to be the merest flick of his wrist, the whip shot forward. Its tails hissed through the air and spat against Zachariah's back. The moment they touched the old man's skin, four red welts appeared. I felt I would faint.
"With strength, Mr. Hollybrass,"
the captain urged.
"With strength."
Hollybrass cocked his arm. Again the wrist twisted. The whip struck. Zachariah's body gave a jerk. Four new red welt lines crossed the first. "Captain Jaggery," I cried out suddenly, as much surprised as anyone that I was doing so. The captain, startled, turned to look at me. "Please, sir," I pleaded. "You mustn't." For a moment the captain said nothing. His face had become very white.
"Why mustn't I?" he asked.
It's not fair," I stammered.
"Fair,"
he echoed, his voice thick with derision.
"Fair? These men meant to murder me, and no doubt you, Miss Doyle. And you talk of fair. If it's fairness you want, I could quote you chapter and line of the Admiralty codes that say I'd serve justice best by shooting the cur."